Transformers Rise of the Beasts, a 2023 film which runs for 2 hours and 7 minutes. This is the first Transformers film that I've seen. I know there's been like 2 or 3 other ones, so I wasn't sure if that was going to be playing into how I felt about the movie. This film was set in the 90s. It stars Anthony Ramos as Noah Diaz. He's the main star in the film. His mother was played by Luna Lauren Velez, who I remember from Dexter. Her name was Brianna Diaz. Toby Nwigwe as Reek. Dominique Fishback as Elena Wallace. Those were the main stars. What I liked about Transformers was it wasn't necessarily an origin story, but they had this sort of a backdrop that there's some world-killing Transformers out there that could basically gobble up entire planets. And that was interesting. And then when there was the new staff or the new actors that were introduced, like Noah Diaz, who had never seen a Transformer. He was a struggling young adult trying to figure out what to do with his life. He unfortunately was going down the path of stealing automobiles. One of the cars that he was going to steal turned out that it was a Transformer vehicle. And that's sort of how you get introduced to that character and to the first Transformer that was in the movie. The film was released June 9th, 2023. It had a budget of $200 million. In the US, it grossed $104 million. And worldwide, so far, it's been out for a week, it's grossed $279 million. The graphics in the film were really good, I thought. For the most part, the CGI didn't bother me too much. It was fairly smooth, well done, I thought. For the most part, this was a well-done film. The graphics and the animation sequences and the battle scenes were all non-distracting. Without going in too much of the plot details, I thought it was a fun film. It was definitely worth watching, and I would give Transformers Rise of the Beasts 3 stars. I would probably watch another one.